Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
I'm in a hurry.
Well, but Beaver, just a minute.
Well, I gotta get something.
There's no big guys chasing me, anything.
Well, it's hard to tell what's going on.
I got it. I got it. What have you got? Somebody out of my bank.
Beaver, we don't want to be nosy, but would you mind telling us what's going on?
Oh, sure, Dad. I gotta go someplace and see somebody about something.
Crazy, huh, Dad?
Yeah, crazy.
Well, it's about time, Dean.
Did you get the money?
Yeah, I got it.
Hey, it smells like mothballs.
Well, that's because I had it hidden with my winter underwear.
Come on, let's go. Hey, we're lucky they got some left.
Boy, are they ever neat. Look at the fangs on that one.
Yeah, Richard, and look at the blood all over that one.
I want the one with the three eyeballs.
Well, let's get in there.
Wally, you any idea why your brother was so excited this afternoon?
Gee, I don't know. He's going into the eighth grade. I guess a thing like that alone would be enough to make a kid go off his rocker.
Well, I don't think he'll spend that money foolishly. I must say, he's pretty shrewd about what he buys.
You mean like the time he chipped in with the other boys and came home with a burrow?
Oh, well, that was an exception. Usually, he's pretty careful with his money.
Yeah, especially when I want to borrow some. Boy, you know, they make a big mistake in grammar school when they teach those little kids about interest.
Boy, mine's the best one. It's the most gruesome.
It is not. Mine is uglier.
Oh, yeah? I've got the yummiest face.
Whitey, we're talking about the sweatshirt.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we all wear them to school tomorrow? Hey, that's a neat idea. Boy, will we spook the girls with these.
Gee, you guys think we should do that?
Well, why not?
Well, if we wear them to school, that'll get clobbered.
No, we won't get clobbered if we all wear them.
Hey, Alan, I'll wear mine if you wear yours.
Okay, Whitey, and I'll wear mine if you wear yours.
Well, I'll wear mine if you guys wear yours. Well, Beef?
Well, gee, I don't know.
Boy, there's always somebody that spoils everything by chickening out.
Well, okay. I'll wear mine if you guys will wear yours.
That's the way to go, Beef.
We all wear our sweatshirts tomorrow to school.
Let's shake on it. We'll all meet at school and go to the classroom together, right?
Right. Right.
What's she making a face for?
I don't know. I guess she got a good look at Whitey.
Wally, you can put the chairs off the table and we can eat as soon as your brother gets home.
Okay, Mom.
Hi.
Beaver, what in the world is that?
What's what?
That thing you're wearing.
Oh, you noticed, huh?
Boy, Beaver, is that what you ran off and bought?
Yeah, I had to hurry up. I wanted to get there before they were all gone.
Yes, I imagine there was quite a run on those.
Beaver, how much did you pay for that?
Only $3.75, and the face is guaranteed not to run when you wash it.
Oh, that's good to know.
Well, all the guys got one.
Boy, Dad, what goofy ideas kids come up with these days, huh?
Yes, Wally, that's about as bad as when you and all your pals were getting those Mohawk haircuts.
Yeah, but I didn't actually get one.
Yeah, I know. I stopped Eddie Haskell with the clippers just in time.
Beaver, you better go upstairs and wash.
Okay, Mom.
Well, isn't that silly, throwing money away on something like that?
Reminds me of a few years back.
Hmm?
When you used to call on me in your yellow rain slicker with all those witty sayings written on the back. Oh, you nasty man. Want to buy a duck?
Well, at least I didn't have a crush on Edgar Bergen.
Rough day ahead?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to a very serene and orderly day. Which probably means there'll be one crisis after another. How about you?
Oh, I'm meeting Marge downtown. We're going shopping.
The checkbook's in the bottom drawer of my desk.
Oh, no, we're just going to look around.
Two women just looking around, not buying anything?
In the bottom drawer?
In the bottom drawer.
Morning, Wally.
Hi.
Everything's ready. You can sit down. Good morning, Beaver. You can sit. Just a minute. Aren't you forgetting something?
What's that, Mom?
This is a school day.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, you certainly aren't wearing that to school.
Well, sure I am, Mom.
Oh, no, you aren't, young man.
But, Dad, the other guys are going to wear theirs.
I don't care what the other guys are wearing. You're going to school wearing something civilized.
But, golly, Dad.
I don't care, Beaver. Right after breakfast, you're going upstairs and put on a shirt.
Yes, sir.
Beaver, would you mind turning your back while you're eating? You know, those three eyeballs don't help a guy's appetite.
I'm leaving now, Mom. Have a good day, dear. Young man, just what do you think you're doing?
Mom, I...
You take that hideous thing off right this minute.
But, Mom, all the guys are wearing them.
If all the boys go to school wearing long white beards, do you have to do the same thing?
Gee, if I had a long white beard, I wouldn't have to go to school. I'd be in the circus.
You get right upstairs.
Okay, Mom.
Upstairs.
Okay, don't
get
hit
upstairs.
Me, Mom. Don't hit me, Mom.
Beaver, that's more like it.
Yeah, well, I gotta go. I'm sort of in a hurry.
Decided why be a creep.
Yeah, me too. Hey, here comes Whitey. He doesn't have his on either.
Whitey, what happened to your sweatshirt?
Well, I was gonna wear it, but my mom said if I did, she'd clobber me.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to me.
Yeah, me too. But it was my dad that caught me.
Did he get sore?
Boy, did he. You should have seen him. His face looked worse than the one in the sweatshirt.
I wonder what happened to Beaver.
No, he's probably in the classroom already.
But what if he's still wearing his monster sweatshirt?
Nah, he won't. His parents are a whole lot stricter than ours.
right, class. Class, come to order. Now, before I take up the roll, I'd like to make an announcement. The library this week will be closed on... Class. All right, Theodore. You've succeeded in disrupting the entire class. Now, may we have your cooperation?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, we're waiting.
Oh.
Theodore, that isn't what I meant. Will you please stand?
Yes, sir.
Now, take it off.
What?
Well, that ridiculous sweater or whatever it is you call it. Take it off so that we can resume our studies.
Yes, sir. But I don't think you'd want me to do that.
Why not?
Because I got nothing under but me.
All right, Theodore. Just take yourself down to the principal's office.
Yes, sir, but...
Without any further discussion.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, Jen.
Ward, I was just leaving the house when I got a phone call from the principal's office at Beaver School. Yes. Well, they want one of us to come down there and talk to them as soon as we can.
Well, do you have any idea what it's all about?
No, but it must be serious. They were so insistent. And, honey, I'm late for my date with Marge already, and I have no way of reaching her.
Well, I have a luncheon date, but I guess I can skip it and stop by the school.
You think Beaver's gotten into any serious trouble?
Well, dear, I wouldn't know. But they don't usually call you down to the principal's office to tell you your boy's made the honor roll. Well, anyway, you go ahead and have a good time. Don't worry. I'll take care of it.
Thanks, dear. Do other people's children get in trouble like this, too?
Cheer up, June. They didn't put that long bench outside the principal's office just for us. Goodbye, dear.
Yes? Oh, have him come in, Miss Ryan. Then send the Cleaver boy in.
Mrs. Rayburn?
How do you do, Mr. Cleaver? We dislike putting parents to this trouble, but sometimes it becomes necessary. Sit down, please.
Oh. Thank you. Well, I understand Beaver has broken some sort of rule.
Mr. Cleaver, did you approve of the way your son looked when he left for school this morning?
Yes, as I recall, he looked all right to me.
Come in, Theodore.
Beaver!
Hi, dear.
Mrs. Raber, I assure you, we had no intention of Beaver coming to school looking like this.
Well, I wouldn't think so.
Beaver, didn't I tell you to put on a shirt this morning?
Yes, sir. I put on a shirt.
Well, then how did you manage to get to school looking like this?
Well, I took the shirt off, and I guess this is underneath.
Mr. Cleaver, you must be aware of the school's position. This manner of dress only tends to detract from the reason why we're here, to get an education. Theodore, I imagine when you entered the classroom in that apparel, there was quite a bit of tittering among the other students.
Yeah, the guys tittered pretty good.
Theodore, what do you think it would be like if everyone in the school wore something like that?
I guess it'd be kind of gruesome.
I think it would be pretty gruesome, and I don't think we'd get very much work done.
Yes, well, Mrs. Rayburn, I'm very sorry this happened, and I assure you it won't happen again.
I'm sure it won't. Thank you for coming in, Mr. Cleaver.
Not at all.
Theodore, you have plenty of time to go home, change your clothes, and be back for your afternoon classes.
Yes, Mrs. Rayburn.
By the way, just what is that on the front of your shirt?
Oh, it's just a regular Martian with three eyeballs.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, Wally.
Mom told me all about it and said that Dad was making you spend the night and the rest of the weekend at home.
Yeah, and you're my first visitor.
She must have been sore.
Yeah, and it was the worst kind of being sore. When he drove me home from school, he didn't even say anything.
But you knew he was sore, huh?
Yeah, I could tell by the way he was gripping the steering wheel and looking straight ahead.
Gee, didn't he say anything, like yell at other cars or anything?
No, he just said he'd talk to me when he got home. Hey, Wally, do you think maybe he'll forget about it by the time he gets here?
No, I don't think so. The more he thinks about you sitting there in the principal's office with those three eyeballs staring at him, the madder he's going to get.
Well, Wally, maybe you could go down and talk to Mom before Dad talks to me.
Well, what good would that do?
Well, you could tell her that, you've been my brother all my life and that you know me pretty well and that I'm not such a bad guy after all.
You mean that Mom might soften Dad up?
Yeah.
Gee, I don't know, B. That's a pretty old trick. They're wise to that. Anyway, Dad doesn't soften up as easy as he used to. Uh-oh. That must be Dad now.
Yeah. Hey, Wally, why don't you go right to Dad and talk to him?
Oh, well, gee, I don't know, Babe.
But, Wally, you're such a big guy, and you're practically grown up and everything. Well, you could talk to Dad just like one man talking to another man.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess I could do that all right. I'll see what I can do for you, Babe.
Thanks, Wally.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Say, Dad, I wonder if I might talk to you, sort of man-to-man like.
Yes, Wally, I'll be glad to talk to you, man-to-man and very plainly.
Huh?
Wally, time and again I've asked you to put the empty trash cans close to the house when you bring them in, so I can get the car in the driveway without scraping the fender, but there they were again.
Yes, sir, I'll go out right now.
I already moved them. I had to.
Yes, sir.
Now, was there something you want to talk to me about?
Well, yeah, there was, but I guess there's nothing now.
Yeah, well, if you're going back upstairs, tell Beaver I want to see him in the den.
Yes, sir.
Dear, I hope you won't be too hard on Beaver.
I'm sorry, June, but if Beaver tried to get you to soften me up, it's just not going to work.
Did you talk to Dad for me, Wally?
No, I didn't talk to him.
Gee, that's a dirty gyp.
Look, I was going to talk to him, but then he got mad at me instead. And it's all your fault, because he wouldn't have been mad at anybody if you hadn't started it with a creepy sweatshirt.
And now Dad's mad at you, too?
Yeah. He wants to see you down in the den right away.
You know, Wally, I wonder if I'd have been in this much trouble if I'd have bought a sweatshirt with only two eyeballs. You want to see me, Dad?
Yes, Beaver. Sit down. Beaver, I have never been more disappointed in you than I was today when you walked in the principal's office wearing that horrible sweatshirt.
Yes, sir.
And I just can't understand it. Just this morning, your mother and I both told you to take that sweatshirt off before you went to school. Now, why did you deliberately disobey us?
I didn't want to let the guys down.
What guys?
Richard, Whitey, and Alan. We all took an oath that we'd wear our sweatshirts to school.
And you were evidently the only one who did.
Yeah, and that's how come I got in trouble, like kind of the other guys. If we'd all worn our sweatshirts, everything would have been all right.
Oh, no, Beaver. Now, that's where you're mistaken. A thing is either right or it's wrong. And if it's wrong in the first place, as this certainly was, then it's still wrong no matter how many people do it. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. But I'd understand it just as good if you didn't yell it so loud.
Beaver, I'm not yelling.
But, Dad, I kept my word. Why did the guys let me down?
Well, Beaver, I think you'll find when you're mixed up in something wrong, it's pretty easy for your friends to let you down. And you know the answer, don't you?
Yes, sir. Not have any friends.
Now, you know that's not what I mean.
I guess you mean don't get mixed up in stuff that's wrong to begin with.
Right. Now then, we're not going to have any further trouble along this line, are we?
No, sir.
All right, you can go.
Up to my room?
Yes.
For the whole weekend?
Yes.
Dad, is it okay if I ask you a real big favor?
What?
Well, when I'm sitting up there in my room, all by myself, is it okay if I wear my sweatshirt?
Well, I guess so.
Thanks, Dad.
All right, Beaver. You can come out of your room now.
She dead? Is the weekend over with already?
No, not quite, but I think you can go out and get some fresh air before dinner.
Well, I got some fresh air on the way to church today, Dad. Well, and I think I got enough to hold me over until tomorrow.
You know, Beaver, your mother and I were very disappointed in you that you deliberately disobeyed us.
Yeah, I was disappointed in myself, Dad. I was a real dope. Gee, it was Richard and Ellen White's idea, and they got away clean.
Might have been their idea, Beaver, but it was you who carried it out. You know, son, as you get older, you're going to hear a lot of wild talk from boys. And if you're the one who believes it and who carries it out, then you're going to be the one who gets in trouble, not the boys who do the big talking.
Yes, sir, Dad, but I wouldn't have felt so bad if all the other guys had worn their sweatshirts.
Well, maybe not on the surface, Beaver. But just remember one thing. Wrong is wrong, even if everyone says it's right. And right is right, even if everyone else says it's wrong.
Yes, sir.
Well, come on, get your mitt, and we'll get in a little catch before supper.
Okay, Dad.
Up next, Danger, Lamont Sanford, Danger. Lost in Space star Jonathan Harris plays a sneaky antiques dealer in Sanford and Son number 36. Oh, William. Stay tuned.